This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Each and every Monday after the Redskins play, starting quarterback Kirk Cousins joins us exclusively on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Kirk, you guys fall to 0-3 in the division. Just tell us what you thought about yesterday's game and why weren't you guys good enough?
Boy, it's such a fragile game. I feel that there are individual plays here and there that end up having such a large impact on the outcome of the game. I think of the first third down, where we complete the shallow cross to Ryan Grant. We come up a yard short of the first down, have to settle for a field goal. You know, I run that play back in my mind and think of, you know, other guys that I could have thrown to or how we could have converted, maybe stayed on the field, come away with more points. And you think of the block field goal that essentially becomes a 10-point swing in one play or a couple plays there, really changes the feel of the game going into half. And then, you know, the fumble on third down early in the second half where, whether or not we convert that, at least we're not giving them great field position if we can hold on to the ball and punt there. And then late in the game, just unable to sustain drives and hold up and find ways to move the football. And it was just challenging because we did feel like, you know, we could hang with them when we're healthy and when the weather's good. You know, I think it feels like it's a different football game.
The injury list was so exhaustive, Kirk. I mean, I'd never seen anything like that. I mean, it's been decades since the body bag game, probably before you were born, if I'm doing my math right. Just incredible amount of guys that were out and rotating in and guys were playing in position, out of position, et cetera. What's the biggest challenge with something like that, trying to get everybody on the same page? Because I know guys can play. It's the league because they're here for a reason. But is it just not having the practice time with them? What's the greatest challenge of some of that unfamiliarity?
Yeah, obviously, Trent Williams is going to be more gifted, more talented than, you know, the next guy. That goes without saying. And even a Brandon Sheriff or a Spencer Long. I mean, there's a reason that they play. They have physical talent. And there is at times a bit of a drop off, but really the bigger issue is the continuity, the mental side of the game, the chemistry with your fellow O linemen to understand how the scheme works. And you know, most of these guys have been here for 2 or 3 years, and even the ones that are newer this year were through OTAs and went through training camp and have gone through several weeks now. They understand how we handle our sort protections and our Roger calls and our Louis calls and our, you know, pick up TE games and blitzes and, you know, all that communication that takes place. Sometimes non-verbally, it's hard to bring a guy in quickly and have him get caught up to speed. So that was a big challenge. We felt it at times yesterday. And, it was no easy task. We knew going in we were going to be asking a lot of some guys. And can't say I'm surprised, you know, with how challenging it is to go in there and protect an NFL defensive pass rush.
Do you know at the end of that game, like the full name of all of the guys in front of you? A couple of them were signed in week. And I'm not even doing it in jest, but like – as I can't even think of the guy's name. I don't ever remember. I feel like I'm pretty plugged in on the Redskins. Looking at my flip card after someone got beat to go, who was that?
Well, I don't know that Orlando Franklin got in yesterday, but I met him in the locker room before the game is when I shook his hand. Wow. And introduced myself and said, look forward to working with you today, although hopefully we don't have to use you. But we knew it was going to be a work in progress all through the game. And, you roll with it. And, you know, I think you could ask any guy who plays 10 or 15 years in this league and they'll tell you of a game or a season where they had injuries and had to deal with it and had to play through it. And so that's my mindset is, you know, if I want to be a guy who is a terminator who just keeps saying, I'll be back, you know, year in and year out, then, you know, I've got to be a guy when there are injuries that can still produce. And, that's going to be my challenge as we go forward.
Fourth quarter, you had a couple near interceptions and then the batted ball at the end that goes for a pick. Were you struggling to throw the ball in the rain, did you feel like? I mean, it just seemed like that did not look like the normal passing game.
I felt like there's rain and then there's the fourth quarter rain, and they're different. I think the first three quarters, it really didn't affect things. I had to be a little careful. You know, obviously you saw the fumble And there were a couple times coming out from under center where I just didn't feel like I had a good grip on the ball and maybe slowed down a little bit just to make sure I had the right grip and was a little more careful with how I threw the ball. But there were some passes there in the last couple series where I just don't have a grip on the ball and it's tough. And at the same time, I can't just throw the ball away or take sacks. You know, when you get in that 2-minute mode and you're down by two scores, you've got to start taking chances and try to, you know, shoulder pump a guy and then, you know, throw it and it's going to be tight and it's not going to be perfect, but you can't just keep, you know, taking the conservative play over and over and over. You'll never get back in the game. So some of that is situationally when you're down two scores, you're going to start forcing the ball a little bit and trying to manufacture some production in the pass game.
Kirk Cousins is with us, and the Kirk Cousins Fan Question of the Week is presented by Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating. Mitsubishi Electric Systems can heat or cool multiple rooms or just one room at a time with no ductwork, while saving you up to 40% off your energy bills compared to traditional HVAC. Learning more at MitsubishiComfort.com. Kirk, the question is this. It's a simple one. What did Dallas do, and was it kind of what you expected? How did they attack you guys defense to offense?
Well, they did some shifting up front on the defensive line that I noticed. You know, they were making move calls and trying to get those linemen to stem down, to being head up on the center and potentially change our calls or the way we want to block things. And other times they held their techniques and then they slanted or stunted, you know, right at the snap, which also then can give you trouble with your blocking schemes depending on the play. And, you know, they did a lot of the same things they'd done on tape, you know, drop eight guys in coverage and try to maximize coverage, and other times, you know, play tight man coverage. And they brought, you know, pressures, mixed it up. I didn't feel like they got in any one rhythm and just did the same thing over and over. They had a variety of looks and coverages and blitzes, but it was all things that we had seen and they've done in the past. And they also play very hard, and Sean Lee is a great leader for them and really, you know, makes them go. And so they obviously had the better day yesterday.
I want to go back to something you just said and kind of give you the platform to explain your thinking, because it's something that I see people complain about a lot. And that is, you use the word conservative, but late in the game, obviously the dinking and dunking your way down the field on the penultimate drive worked because it was a one possession game with a minute left. You got the ball back. But then there's like 30 seconds, no timeouts. You're checking it down to Thompson on that batted ball. That opposed to taking a deep shot or throwing a ball up for grabs down the field. Walk us through the thinking at the end of the game on that.
Yeah, I think first of all, you know, we stood around on the sideline after that initial drive that we scored with Josh Doctson. We stood around on the sideline for a while, and it's a balance between trying to stay dry and also trying to stay loose. And it's hard to stay loose, and so it's hard to just jump off the bench, you know, and then just launch a go ball, especially when they're dropping 40 yards down the field and max coverage. And, you know, you hope that maybe in the rain there's a missed tackle, there's a chance for Chris Thompson to get out of bounds, get a little bit further down the field, and then we can start to take a shot. But it doesn't do much good to just take a shot, you know, for the sake of taking a shot. You know, you actually have to have a chance at something down the field or closer to the end zone and come away with something. But I felt better about, you know, just getting the ball in somebody's hands with the way they were rushing the passer and the way I couldn't grip the football, just trying to get the ball in somebody's hands, and hopefully they can make guys miss and see what happens.
Kirk, I'm a big basketball fan, and I know you like the game as well. I always think of a point guard and you kind of being similar in the roles you guys have at times. And you want to keep shooters happy. You want to keep big men happy. Well, games like yesterday, you know, when Jamison Crowder is rolling on the inside, things are going so well with him. He had his best game of the season. You don't get much out of the outside guys. And that's kind of been a trend at moments with Terrell Pryor, Josh Doctson, and company. How big of a challenge is it for you to keep those guys happy and engaged down in, down out if they're not getting the ball? They sort of feel like I'm running my route for no reason at times, maybe just a decoy. How challenging is that, and what do you do?
Well, one of the reasons I've thought very highly of our locker room and of our team is that I don't feel like I have to keep these guys happy. I don't feel like it's my job to go out there. They don't make me feel like it's my job to go out there and appease them. They want to win, and if it means Jamison Crowder has 7 catches and 120 yards, then so be it. You know, Josh Doctson, you know, never complains. He just goes to work. And the same said for, you know, Ryan Grant and all of our guys on the outside. They compete and they play hard. And I think of the comeback route to Terrell Pryor on third down in the red zone that, you know, we should have converted. And that's on me. The ball needs to be right on him. And he shouldn't have to make that tiptoe sideline catch where the ball's thrown that high. And, you know, those are the plays where, yeah, on the stat sheet, it shows that he didn't have a catch. But, you know, if the ball is thrown right on him, he does have a catch, and there's nothing he can do about that. So, you know, we're going to spread the ball around. Some of it was protection. You know, it's a lot easier to check it down to Chris Thompson or throw the ball inside on a short route to Jameson when the protection's a little loose than it is to take seven steps and throw a, you know, a 20-yard out route to a receiver down the sideline. So some of it's covered, some of it's protection, and some of it's just scheme and trying to get, Jameson and Jordan Reed and Vernon Davis and Chris Thompson the ball. And they've proven that when we get to the ball, good things happen. So it's not like, you know, we're throwing to them and we're not getting any production and we need to go outside. I do feel like when we get the ball to some other guys in our offense, they're helping us as well.
Kirk Cousins on Grant and Danny. And maybe this is a dumb question and we'll accentuate the fact that I've never been an NFL quarterback. But how many plays were there yesterday that come into the huddle and you know Doxson is primary or like that he is the guy that you target first?
Yeah. Well, like even the touchdown catch, he's not the primary. I mean, the ball most of the time goes to Jameson Crowder, and there's a good chance it could go to Ryan Grant, depending on the look we get. And somehow it ends up in Josh Doxson's hands because of the coverage, because of the way they chose to cover Jameson. And suddenly, you know, you quickly reset and dump it over the top to Josh over the middle. So, you know, even plays where Josh gets the ball, you could argue that, oh, he wasn't supposed to get it. But, you know, when you start to play split safety defenses and cloud the outside, it's tough to get, you know, comeback routes, go balls. I mean, they're doubling essentially the outside receivers. And what opens up is checkdowns, tight ends over the middle, Crowder on a snag route, those kinds of
things.
And
that's what the Cowboys were playing yesterday?
For the most part, once they got a lead and the rain was what it was, you know, they were going to play a lot of split safety. And then when we get in, you know, third and seven, eight, nine, they're going to play a lot of split safety defenses, sure, because they want to, you know, guard against the big player, the big gain, and force you to check it down. You know, it goes back to Coach Marinelli and his days in Tampa Bay, you know, playing with Derek Brooks and Simeon Rice and those guys. They played Warren Sapp. They let those guys get after the quarterback, and they played, you know, Tampa too. So, you know, that is the fundamental base of their defense. And from there, they, you know, they mix it up and play other stuff.
So as you guys go forward, I mean, you touched on it. You guys aren't where you want to be. I mean, you've had a really tough schedule to this point, but nobody apologizes for that. It's the league, right? It's just kind of how it goes. You guys are probably better than some teams with better records than you all at this point, but you've lost, you know, three games to teams that are really, really good. And then, you know, this kind of heads up division game with Dallas with all the injuries. How do you guys rally the troops, Kirk? What's the next step to kind of getting back to work and trying to get back on the good foot?
It's no secret. You know, we just go back to work and we understand the challenge ahead. And we knew going into the season that all these games come down to, you know, the final plays. And if you don't make them, it can make the final result look a lot worse than where you are. We do feel like we're very close. And when we're healthy, we can play with anybody. I think we've shown that. But, you know, that's a big if. We got to get healthy. We got to stay healthy. And then when it gets to the fourth quarter and crunch time, we have to find a way to make those plays and come out on top. We've done it in the past. We need to do it again. And, you know, if we have a few of those games go our way here, we'll be right back in it. You know, as a rookie, we were 3-6 and ended up winning the division. As a fourth-year player, I remember we were 3-5 after coming back from New England, and we found a way to win the division. And, you know, we're just going to keep that optimistic outlook and have hope and believe that if we just get back to work and do the best we can and our coaches are going to prepare us, that, you know, good things will happen and fall our way.
Kirk Cousins on Grant and Danny. You guys had something going early, and I liked the plan with some of the packages where you'd have multiple tight ends and then spread them out five wide, and then you lost that with Niles Paul and Jordan Reed going down. The in-game injuries, how much did that complicate your plan? Is there any way to give us any indication on like what you wanted to do as opposed to then what you had to do?
Well, you know, we've been an offense that loves to use what we call our Trey personnel grouping, which is three tight ends and one receiver, and also our Tiger personnel, which is two tight ends and two receivers. And with all the injuries, we just had to go to what's our Zebra personnel, which is three receivers and one tight end. And we pretty much had to stay exclusively in Zebra the entire second half, which, you know, you could argue, yeah, that does limit what you do. And you know, you can still be creative and do the best you can. But certainly, it you know, a lot of our good plays this year have come from Trey and Tiger. And in the second half, we just couldn't do it because of injuries.
So speaking of that, does that limit what you guys can call? I mean, obviously, like the personnel groupings. But, you know, if I'm Jay looking at that play sheet, I'm going, I don't know what I can do right now with some of these guys that may not know, you know, which side of the center to line up on.
Well, the running game was so effective. You got you couldn't lean on that yesterday.
Yeah. Well, certainly that's the key. You know, when you're in a rain game like that, you know, you saw the Cowboys. I think they threw for about 140 yards and had about 17 completions. And you know, when you can run the ball and stay ahead and stay in good field position and have a lead, then you know, it really plays to the weather and you're able to kind of, you know, operate within the weather. And you know, it just wasn't the way the cards fell for us yesterday. We were coming from behind, had to throw the ball. We're stuck in Zebra personnel. And you know, in those conditions, certainly not the way you want the game to go.
Lastly, real quick before we let you go, Jock Peterson hits a big home run for the Dodgers in the World Series, and he's yelling, "You like that?" And Fox catches him on camera. That was a long time ago now, but I guess it's still a part of sports culture, huh?
I guess it still is. That's good to see. And I'm just hoping we can have many more "you like that" moments here with the Redskins. But I may have to send Jock a T-shirt. Clearly he's feeling the same vibes that I was feeling. And you know what? When you play at the highest level in the biggest games, in those moments, that's what comes out.
Kirk, we appreciate the time. We know it's a tough day for the family with the ceremony going on for your grandmother, but thanks so much for making time for us, and get back from Chicago safe here very soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Thank you, Kirk
Cousins on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.